All right, next patient we're going to do is going to be Alice, A-L-I-C-E, Wold, W-O-L-D, W-O-L-D, Alice. Let's see what we can see about her. This is an 83-year-old woman with a diagnosis of COPD, currently in hospice, with end-stage diagnosis of COPD, currently in hospice. Patient is awake. She's oriented, but she does have decreased forgetfulness and decreased mentation, most likely related to hypoxemia, period. Patient requires pain medication around the clock because she's in pain. She did have a left decubitus ulcer, which is stable. And healing, period. Patient has ADL, the total ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinence, period. KPS score is at 40%. Weight loss is unavoidable. Patient also has... patient's using O2 on a PRN basis and her nebulizer treatment to deal with her shortness of breath and air hunger, period. Patient continues to worsen as far as her breathing is concerned with increased shortness of breath, trace pedal edema associated with corpulmonale, and symptoms of pulmonary hypertension, and increased shortness of breath at rest and with activity, as is evident in patients with end-stage COPD. Who are close to demise, whose demise is close, period. Let me see if I want to say anything else. Other pertinent information or medical issues include, or comorbidities include, CHF, diabetes, kidney disease, osteoarthritis of the knee causing patient's pain. Her MAC is 34.8, period. PPS is at 40%, period. Patient continues to decline. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.